and gentlemen, we welcome you all to the Q3 and nine months FY26 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by DAM Capital. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Now, I hand over the conference to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening. On behalf of DAM Capital, it's a pleasure to have you all on Venus Pipes and Tubes Q3 FY26 post-earnings call. From the Venus team, we have Mr. Arun Kothari, Managing Director, Mr. Dhruv Patel, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, the Chief Financial Officer. We'll have the opening comments from Mr. Kothari first, followed by the Q&A. Thank you.
Good afternoon and warm welcome to everyone on the Q3 and nine-month FY26 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. I have been joined by Mr. Dhruv Patel, our Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, our CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded our Q3 FY26 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. I will give insight on performance of the economy, followed by performance of the company. The Honorable Finance Minister recently presented her ninth Union Budget, outlining the government's economic plan with a clear focus on growth, investment, and financial discipline. The government focus continues to remain on growth-led environment, supported by a strong push towards public capital spending. Capital expenditure has been increased to rupees 1,202,000 crore for FY26 and 2027. Further, the recent FTA will also help domestic manufacturing sector. That underlines the government's commitment to building better infrastructure and supporting job creation and encouraging private investment. It also places strong emphasis on the power sector and semiconductor sectors, both of which present meaningful growth opportunity for the company in the years ahead. The budget, along with recent GST rate rationalization measures, is expected to further strengthen the economy. Overall, the budget reflects strong policy continuity and a steady approach towards building a resilient, stable economy. On the industry front, the stainless steel pipes and tube industry continues to gain importance compared to other types of steel and pipes, driven by its superior quality, durability, and long service life. As highlighted in our earlier calls, while industry demand is growing, a significant portion of this demand has traditionally been met by the unorganized sector and imports. With tighter regulations and customer placing greater emphasis on quality and long-term reliability, we are seeing a steady shift away from unorganized players. On the import side, anti-dumping duty is also supporting domestic high-quality manufacturing. Coming to Venus Pipes and Tubes, your company has established itself as a trusted brand known for consistent quality across both domestic and international markets. Over the years, we have built meaningful scale and today stand among the leaders in installed capacity in the country. As we scaled up, we also focused on moving up the value chain. By steadily expanding our product range, we have created our presence across several critical industries and improved our ability to serve more demanding applications. This approach has helped us build deeper customer relationships and positions us well to capture long-term growth opportunities. Our product portfolio has continued to evolve in line with changing market needs and customer expectations. With our recent capacity expansion into value-added products, we believe the company is entering a new phase of its growth journey. Going forward, growth will be driven by a higher share of value-added offerings and increased participation in critical end-use sectors. These segments demand strong technical expertise, consistent product quality, and proven execution track record. capabilities that take years to develop. Our long operating history, strong customer trust, and disciplined execution give us the confidence to scale successfully. In this area, clearly differentiating Venus Pipes and Tubes and setting the foundation for a sustainable and higher quality growth path. Coming to our Q3 and 9-month FY26 operational performance of the company, our growth journey is backed by numbers. We continue to record quarterly performance with all-time high revenue of rupees 296.7 crores for Q3 FY26, growing by 28.3% on a year-on-year basis. On nine-month basis, as well, we have reached revenue of rupees 864.7 crores in nine-month FY26, which is already 90% of our FY25 revenue. Our domestic performance improved significantly during the quarter, with revenue growing 43% year-on-year to INR 203 crores and more than 15% sequentially. The domestic demand environment improved meaningfully during the quarter, as well as export continued to perform well, contributing around 31.5% of revenue at INR 93.5 crores. On a segmental basis, for nine-month FY26, both seamless and welded pipes delivering strong performance, registering growth of over 27% and 22% respectively, reflecting sustained demand and stronger execution across the businesses. Our capacity utilization remains healthy, with newly commissioned capacity ramping up well and contributing meaningfully to volumes. Supported by a strong order book of approximately INR 470 crores, we remain confident of accelerating the ramp-up of these capacities and driving further growth in the coming quarters. On the CapEx front, our new capacity for fitting as well as seamless pipes and tubes are progressing well and remain firmly on track. These facilities are expected to come on stream over the coming months, and we will further able to cater the high-value and critical application segment. Overall, we are excited about the year ahead and confident that 2026 will be a year of meaningful growth and driven by the commissioning of the new capacities and our continued expansion into a more value-added product portfolio. With this, I hand over to Mr. Kunal Bubna, our CFO.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to share that our company has delivered a resilient performance in the third quarter and nine-month ended December 25. On revenue front, revenue from operation for Q3 FY26 stood at rupees 296.7 crore as compared to rupees 231.3 crore during Q3 FY25, achieving a growth of 28.3% year-on-year basis. Revenue for nine-month FY26 stood at rupees 864.7 crore, witnessing a strong growth of 23.5%. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 34% from welded, 60% from seamless, and 6% from others. Growth in the seamless segment was 43% on year-on-year basis, and welded segment registered a growth of 13% for Q3 FY26 on year-on-year basis in terms of revenue. Our export sales stood robust at rupees 93.5 crore for the quarter compared to rupees 89.1 crore during the same period last year, a growth of 5% on year-on-year basis. On the EBITDA front, our EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 48.8 crore as compared to rupees 37.2 crore in Q3 FY25, a growth of 31%. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 16.4% compared to 16.1% in the same period last year. On nine-month FY26 basis, EBITDA saw a growth of 12%, standing at rupees 141.1 crore with margin at 16.3%. On the PAT front, PAT for Q3 FY26 is rupees 25.6 crore compared to rupees 18 crore in Q3 FY25, a growth of 42% on a year-on-year basis. PAT margin stood at 8.6% for the quarter. During the quarter and nine months, we had a one-time impact of approximately 64-65 lakhs due to increase in gratuity and leave liability on account of changes in labor code. As we look ahead, we are optimistic about the opportunity before us. Backed by disciplined investment, consistent execution, and well-defined growth roadmap, we are focused on building a stronger Venus brand and raising the bar in the stainless steel pipes and tube industry. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So, just one question on the export front, right? So, we've seen a bit of a decline in momentum in terms of growth. So how should we think about exports going forward? And if you could also share, what is the split of the order book with respect to domestic and export? So any reason why the export growth is slowed? And in the next year, how should, in your view, exports growth come through? That's my first question.
So primarily just to give on the front of order book, it's around more than 30% on the side of export and balance in domestic. So if you see, we had also been exporting to USA in the last quarter. We did around more than 20%, but this quarter it was around 12% sort of number of the total export, what we exported to USA. So again, the percentage had been more than 30%. Yeah, definitely not. It was as in the last quarter past. But again, the order book is there from Middle East, Saudi, and also from good order booking also coming from Europe. So we seems to be more than 30-35% should be export also going forward here also.
Okay, so and with the tariffs...
And just to also mention, in case of USA, the recent tariff fees which has been done, because see, in case of our product, the Section 232 duty of 50% was unanimous, same for every country exporting to USA. But there was a lot of apprehension because there was no predictability about the tariff, what would be the tariff. It can increase any time. So I think that piece has been done in the recent 2-3 days back. So I think as a steel and tube perspective, we should see order from USA also coming forward in coming quarters.
Oh, sir. So my second question is on the fittings business. So, given your capacity comes on stream in the second half, it's come on stream now in the second half. How should we think about it from next year, growth perspective, in the sense that what is the kind of contribution or any targeted revenue that you have in the fittings business, and how should it ramp up in FY28 as well? So a 2-year ramp up or plan in that regard would be very helpful.
See, as we said, you early, the investment is roughly in the range of 60-odd crore in our fitting business, and we can see a asset turn of around, you can say, 3.5 times. As you rightly said, the fitting business will be coming the end of this March 2026. So from the next year, we will be getting the benefit. So in the first year, maybe something around 50% of, near to 50% of that should be contributing, and in the FY28, I think a substantial portion of the capacity should be utilized from the fitting business.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Romil from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand a little bit on the value-added products. So, obviously, fittings and the other products going ahead will be value-added. So, can you give a percentage of the entire portfolio, how much it is now and in the next, let's say, 2 years, how much that can become, and hence what impact on the margins can come through at matured utilizations?
See, it's around currently, if you see those value-added product, the contribution, what is coming in the business is around 15-20%. And going forward, given the expansion what we are doing on the side of fitting and also on the side of seamless and other businesses, we believe it should be at least double of that what is currently being contributed. And on the front of EBITDA, it's 16.5 roughly for this current quarter, and we believe it can move from 16% to go up to 18%.
Okay, up to 18% it can go over when this value added
product. It will come in phases definitely.
Yeah.
Because so FY 27 definitely improvement will be seen, and FY 28 should be the year where the entire improvement should come.
Okay. And just one more thing. So I think US was a smaller proportion right now, of the overall revenue for us. But with this trade deal and all, do you foresee that US can become a bigger growth driver? And hence, what are the segments that we will look at, in that market? So petrochemicals, power, any sense on that?
Yeah, absolutely. With this ease of tariff, definitely US, because we have been exporting to USA, and first quarter of FY26 was a good portion of our supply to USA. And post that, Q2 and Q3 number has been deflating. But with this ease, we definitely believe the US should be increasing. And see, the sector of mix again, we are not selling to the end customer there. But as you rightly said, it will be a mix of chemical and engineering and other sectors.
Okay, so basically this quarter the export growth was lower because US contributions came down in the last two quarters, is it?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, can you share some order book details for this quarter?
That's around 470. Out of that, more than 30% is export and balance is domestic.
Okay, 30% is export. Okay, so domestic is picking up, right? Sense on domestic? How do you look at it in the next 2-3 years?
It's going good from the perspective the orders are being received, and power sector, oil and gas, engineering seem to be the sector.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue for follow-up.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Pritesh from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you give the order inflow number for 9 months versus 9 months last year?
Order?
Inflow.
No, we are, as such, not a specific data we are giving.
Okay. Total order, you only give order backlog.
Yes.
Then how does this stack up versus last year? This 470 crores versus last year, what should be the number?
It was less than 350 crores.
Okay. And my second question is, your capacities, which is to be commenced operation, it is fitting seamless pipe and condenser pipe, or condenser pipe has started operations?
Condenser pipe has started operation. It will be fitting and seamless pipe.
What is the status on getting order for the condenser pipe capacity?
On a capacity perspective, we are running around 25-30% currently. And few of the approvals had been received from power sectors for condenser tea, and few more approvals we are working on, and we believe that those approvals, as and when it are being received, it should expand the capacity utilization for condenser tea also.
Pritesh, further to this condenser tube section is not able to produce only condenser tubes. We also supply some grade in food process industry as well as in pharma industry also. Or some of the good tenders in the coming months is floating by the in some of the power sector in India. So we are hopeful that condenser sector.
But there seems to be some echo in the background.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, we are anticipating. Then, sorry, one minute. Hello. Now is okay?
Yes, it's better.
Okay. We are expecting some new tender which is floated by India Power from the India Power sector, so which will be open in next 2-3 months. So we are hopeful the condenser plant capacity will improve in the coming quarter.
Okay. What is the peak utilization number, revenue number possible out of the condenser capacity that you have put and the fittings capacity that you have put?
Yeah, we are anticipating.
See, for condenser, if I take a full capacity run up for fitting and value-added welded, the better name would be rather than condenser. It should be running around 350 odd crores.
This is for the value-added pipes and fittings?
Welded and fittings taken together.
Achha, fittings and the new pipes. Okay. Okay. And how much of this 350 crore do you think can come in FY27?
In FY27, see, on the side of seamless, we believe we more than 80% of it, but seamless would be roughly between 220 to 250 odd crores. So, which we believe we should be 80%. And on the side of value-added wetted tube, which is 120, 140, in between that, therein we believe it should be around 70% of it.
So, basically, out of 350 crore, you will be able to do 250 to 270. That's how we should interpret?
Yes.
So, then, you know, we have a base product growth rate, plus these two new product areas that are going to start larger operations next year. Is it fair to assume that the revenue growth will be much higher than what you know you would have achieved in the last 3 years?
Absolutely.
So, what kind of revenue growth should we look at in FY27?
See, again, on a overall basis, what we are currently guiding is at least more than 20% compared to FY26.
But 20% so is this number only, right? Your
sir, see, again, with this number, 80% and 70% are some on assumption. Definitely, it should be higher than that, but what we are currently guiding is more than 20%.
Okay, sir. And my last question is, why is it that the welded tubes is growing slightly slower? And second, what is the status of, you know, capacities or competition in the seamless tube side? So, two different questions.
See, on the side of welded, last quarter it was fine, but again in this quarter there has been certain decremental, and it is majorly because of the decrease in the sale to USA. But what we see ki going forward, there should be an order from Saudi and Middle East on the side of welded and power sector also. So we will be able to ramp up that. And from the perspective of competition, see, seamless, there has been a competition, but keeping our keeping backward integration and also tubing business, and also we are coming up with this BA tube and value-added tubing business, which will cater to hydraulic instrumentation and heat exchangers. So we are slightly better placed as compared to the new capacity or new competition coming in for seamless. And again, along with requisite approval and again presence in Europe and many parts of the world, we seems to be we should not be that much affected by this competition.
Okay. Okay. I'll come back if I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon team, and congrats on a good performance. So my first question is that is it fair to say that the order which BHEL is likely to announce in our sort of addressable market is closer to 3 to 4,000 crores, and of that just about 700 crores have been ordered so far?
Hello. No, still the for the pipe order in the estimated pipe segment order, the not only 3,000 crore order is pending with the BHEL. What are the tender has been received by the NTPC from NTPC or from Adani Group, the BHEL or other power companies. So we are anticipating in the next 4 to 5 years, almost more than 8,000 metric ton demand will come from the in power sector. So still there are a lot of tender is pending to be come. In the domestic market, so they will float the almost in every 6 months or every quarter, they will float the some new tender, or this demand will completely maintain at least for 4 to 5 sector. Further, this demand will be also limited to very few players who are approved in the either BHEL, NTPC or Adani Power.
So sir, in rupees crores, how much does this translate into?
Almost you can say, more than you can say, it will be more than 6,000 crore near about.
Okay, 6,000. And our market share as of now in the tenders which have already been ordered is how much, sir?
Almost we can say right now
the water tender has been floated in last 1 year. Our market share is approximately 15 to 20%.
15 to 20%. Okay. And can this market share increase or given the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely it will increase. Since we have developed the new plant, the condenser power, or we have not received not much tender in the condenser power sector from the power sector, which we are anticipating in the coming quarter. So our contribution definitely will improve.
And how much of the pending order book of BHEL is remaining now?
It's around 60-65%.
60-65% is unexecuted still.
Yes, unexecuted. This should be executed in coming 2 quarters to move, substantial portion of it.
Okay. Secondly, sir, is it possible to highlight few key approvals which we might have received maybe in the Middle East or Russia? Any clients which you may want to mention which can be potentially big clients going forward in terms of ordering?
Yes, definitely. In the last quarter, we have received some new approval in the from overseas nuclear sector, overseas domestic and overseas oil and gas sector, and domestic food processing industry, or for some more new grants in power sector domestically.
Okay. And this is from which country, sir?
Just I want to keep this secret.
Okay. So this is primarily UAE, that's what you are highlighting.
Not UAE, apart from...
Came and few of the companies are multinational also, who are scattered around the world also.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. Thank you very much for your replies and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So just one question on what are the net debt levels at the end of the quarter?
It was net debt was around 260.
Okay, and do you expect that, you know, this should be the peak level or maybe because of the capex and working capital this can increase slightly?
For the coming quarter, we believe it should not increase much, 10-20 crores from here.
Okay. And any improvement in our working capital levels over the previous quarters?
No, similar to, more or less similar.
Okay, okay. And sir, anything on the margin front? So, you know, we were at about 18% EBITDA margin and that has come down to about 16% level. So, with the VAP going up, can this go back to about 18% by FY28?
Yes, that as we said, with the start of this in coming quarters, this condenser, value-added welded, then fitting business, then also on the side of seamless business, wherein tubing and BA tubing business would be there. So definitely, in the coming 2 years to go, it should definitely improve from 16.4% to move to around 18%.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from Alchemy. Please go ahead.
Hello,
Mr. Dhananjay.
Yeah, you are on. Yeah, so I just wanted to ask you for the end market. How is the end market doing? Are we predominantly taking market share? So,
can you please repeat?
So, how is the end market growing and how are we taking market share from there? I mean,
yes, so in case of domestic, predominantly the supply are mainly to the end market only. So, we are definitely getting those share. On the front of export, generally it is to the, not to the end industry, it is to the distributor trader of those companies. And we are seeing demand for power, engineering, chemical, oil and gas. And for
so what I want to understand, how much in your estimate would you think the end market is there? We're just trying to understand, and predominantly who would you be taking the market?
Your voice seems to be very muffled.
Yeah, absolutely. Not.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, comparatively better.
So what I'm asking, who would, How is the end market doing? And the company would be taking market share from who predominantly? Would it be from global players, Indian players? Who would be taking market share considering the capacities are themselves only so small in stainless steel?
You see, the demand is there from power sector, wherein the demand was very, which was not there in the system. So from there, we have been able to get an order. Apart from that, again, from the domestic players, generally, the demand has been shifted from them, from the smaller or unstructured player to two-wheelers. So this has generally happened in the domestic market.
And how, in your estimate, how much would the industry be growing?
See, it's very tough to say those numbers because the factors are being added. Generally, we see a range of 8%-10%, but keeping this demand of power and new industries being added, it will be definitely higher than that.
Okay, fine. And sir, maybe I missed this, but just in your revenues, how much percent would be coming from volumes and how much would be coming from ASP increase?
From? No, see, volume numbers we are not currently giving.
No, don't give any numbers. I'm just saying broadly from your revenue growth percentage-wise, how much percent would be from revenue growth and how much would be from ASP increase?
From volume growth, it should be at least you can say key from quarter and quarter more than 15%.
And year-on-year?
It will be again same sort of number.
Okay, so then would it be fair if we've taken price hike as we move up the chain, so price hikes have been taken, or in terms of realization has been improving because of the segment mix change?
Not much on the change of segment currently. It is again the grade mix which keep on changing, which also altered the prices of the good.
Okay, so then, sir, and so then predominantly it would just be we've been able to increase revenue of particular items. Would that be fair?
Revenue of, yeah, definitely the contribution for seamless had increased. That has increased the revenue. That is also helping.
Okay, fine. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sonal Minhas from Prescient Capital Investment Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Sonal Minhas. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Yes. So I had two questions. First question was regarding the Bhil order and the backlog you were talking about. You mentioned to the previous person who was asking the question, you have around 15% market share. Just wanted to understand, like, who were the other two, three noteworthy players who basically bagged these orders? If you could share one or two names just for understanding the industry and comparative nature, that will be helpful.
Giving the name of other player would not be right. But again, generally, just to mention you, for this power bidding of BEL and all, generally 5 to 7 players are approved currently in the country. Out of this, we are amongst them.
Okay. So isn't this public knowledge, like, that who gets what
order? I don't see. No, they don't.
Okay.
It can be available through BEL, but not on public.
Okay, I understand that. Second question, sir, was with regard to the price realization and the volume growth you were just talking about to the previous gentleman. The kind of realization growth that we've seen right now in this particular quarter should essentially materialize into little higher gross margins, little higher EBITDA margins. So directionally, are we heading towards, let's say, 18% kind of EBITDA margins in FY 2027-28, or that's still a little far off?
No, not absolutely far away. You rightly said, by FY 2028, definitely 2027 would be a year where you definitely be seeing for the nine-month basis, 16.32% EBITDA margin. It will definitely be improving from here, and by FY 2028, definitely the target is to reach by around 18%.
Got it, sir. So just squeezing in a third question. You mentioned about getting approvals in the international market, some in Middle East. So wanted to understand, what is the lead time of getting these approvals with a particular, let's say, consultant or a refinery or somebody who's a client there? What is the lead time to get the approved.
Yeah, again, it's again depend on each client line basis and their comfort level. So sometimes it can take you 3 to 5 years also. Sometimes keeping your credential and all, you can get in less than 2 years also. But generally, the lead times are generally high for getting this approval from these multinational companies.
And is it higher in, let's say, oil and gas than compared to power? Just for our understanding.
It's a more time in the nuclear sector. Nuclear sector takes a more time than oil and gas and power. Well, normally, especially in the case of lead time, matlab, normally vary. Depends on the plant. Normally, lead time only the approval, submission of the approval paper doesn't, matlab, we can consider the lead time on the plant front as well as your past tech execution and the plant capability. All these things does matter.
Sure, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thanks for answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for a very good summer. The first question was with respect to CBAM. So what we are hearing is that there are already benchmarks in place and there are third-party evaluators also. So have we done that evaluation and where do we stand on the liabilities that could come? I understand we don't have to pay this year, but any sense on that front and could that really impact our margins?
See, at the end of December, they have come up with a revised calculation and formulas. So, and see, for us also, we have to take those numbers from our, because precursor emission is also need to be considered while calculating the CBAM value. So we have also taken up with our suppliers. So see, each one in the system is working because it's the formula calculation had been revised at the end of the semester. So everybody is working and as and when it comes up, then we can be able to. But again, we are also taking guidance from the consultant and all. The entire team is working for that.
And what will be our current split as in percentage basis if you can give on the export? I mean, how much goes to Europe and how much US and how much Middle East?
See, on a 9 month basis, if we see it was more than Europe was around 60-65% and US was around 20-25%, Middle East, UAE and Saudi around 10-12% and balance to other countries.
Right. And any kind of benefits that we are getting from the EU trade deal? I mean, because from 1st of July, there was this quota reduction. So is there anything in the EU trade deal for us?
No, from pipe and tube SS, we have not seen that. But again, this quota reduction is to every country who are exporting to EU. It's not standalone to India only.
Okay. And on a YOY basis, this quarter, was there a price improvement or a price reduction?
No, sort of improvement only.
Okay. Sure. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi team, congratulations on great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from my end. Given the US tariff, just got finalized, how do we see the opportunities in the US market shaping up given in the last couple of years they've done so much work, especially in Europe, Middle East. So where do you see opportunities for the US market? That's first.
See, absolutely, the opportunity should be there because see, as you rightly said, we have worked on the US part. And it was a time where to get those benefits, but this hovering of tariffs has come. But with this clear cut ease of tariffs currently, and see, as I said, you earlier also Section 232 is similar for all the countries exporting to USA. But as there was no clarity on the side of tariffs, that's why the volume or demand, the order was not coming in quantum. So definitely, we believe it should be a better opportunity going forward from USA.
Also, one could touch upon, the working capital requirement, how different it is from domestic versus export market and both in terms of margins, given that we've recently seen rupee depreciation?
See, working capital is more or less similar. It's not that much changing between domestic and export. But again, margin perspective, generally, when you are establishing this European USA market, you generally drive a higher margin. But as said, ki, coming forward quarters, I think we should be able to do a better profit in export market as compared to domestic. But again, after you are set up in those markets, you generally get those benefits.
Understood. And lastly, on your you know, order book front, we've seen a great improvement on a quarter-on-quarter basis from 3.5 to 4.7 odd billion. The incremental order book would be coming in from which areas? Is it mostly domestic or exports?
It's mixed, sir, from power sector and export.
Understood. Thanks a lot, team, and all the very best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Romil from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So one clarification I just wanted. So see, we have got new qualifications from the export market also. So our exports are also anticipated to grow. In India also, I think domestic power and all is doing well. So new approvals received. So just want to understand, so next year probably you said we'll grow 20% plus kind of number. But, you know, beyond that, so because next year you'll have the seamless capacity also coming in. But beyond that, let's say, you know, 28, 29 going towards there, shouldn't we face some capacity crunch if at all, you know, the demand remains stronger? And in context of that, do you see the capacities which are coming up by the competition? Can they, you know, gain that market if we don't have capacity? How does that stack up? If you can just throw some color.
Yeah, definitely. The new after the new capacity expansion, we'll able to do the 20% growth for the FY27 as well as FY28. Or we always plan for the in advance for the we see the market, how is the market demand is going on. We are always open to do the capacity expansion, but we are also focusing on the, our cash flow. We don't want to take the not much debt for the capacity expansion, or we want to leverage our position. But whenever it will be required, we are open to do capacity expansion. You can see in the almost in last 4 years, we have did the capacity expansion almost more than 4x. So whenever need will arise, definitely we are open for that. We are more focused on the growth as well as the balance sheet focus and the debt focus. Auto okay. Focus on the ROC and ROE.
So, and again to mention here, see the demand, new demand has come from this power sector, which was not there in the system, as we rightly said also. So that will be also driving. See, the export geographies, we are trying to capture more. We are expanding our horizon to many parts of the world. That will also come into play. We are moving our supply towards food processing and other. And again, see, we are also adding a product like fitting, which generally many of the competitors doesn't have. We are also adding many of the value-added products, which generally not many players are there in those horizons. I think keeping all the mix bag, we believe as a company we will be able to take it forward also.
Okay, so to summarize on this point, probably we are saying that with the capacity coming in and the utilizations moving up, for 27 and 28, probably we should grow at around, you know, 20% odd with margins improving, plus fittings revenue coming in, and post that if we need capacity, we will plan by 27 or 28. So that's the right understanding, right?
But new capacity, see, the company keep on planning that. But if something comes up, earlier also will definitely update you.
Correct. Got it. And sir, just one thing on the, you know, export side. So, obviously, in the last 1 year or 2 years, we have done, you know, phenomenal on the export front. Going ahead, what kind of growth rate can we, you know, expect on a normalized basis, considering you're getting approvals and all those things? And is export a higher margin business versus domestic?
See, it's not, if you see the current year export, it's not nominal. We could even go ramp up it. So, and further, see, again, the percentage of the total revenue should be more than 30%, right? And is that currently? So, we are trying that. Again, again depends if there are good margin order you get in export, it can go higher than that also. But the intent is currently at least above 30%. And see, when you are established in this market, definitely you earn a better margin as compared to domestic.
Okay. Got it. So this year, this quarter, how much OCF we would have generated, if you can give that number?
Balance sheet figure currently I'm not having.
Okay, sir. Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shubham Thorat from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I recently started tracking the company, so kindly bear with me. Firstly, I wanted to know what is the current capacity utilization in the seamless and welded segment?
In case of seamless, it's more than 90%, and on the side of welded, it is more than 60%.
Okay. Secondly, I just missed your comments on what, how much capex are we currently doing on the fittings and seamless side, and what kind of asset turn are we targeting there? And just wanted to ask when this capacity is going to be live.
The capacity of fitting and seamless pipe, a portion of seamless has come, but a major capacity will be, we are targeting by end of this financial year. So primarily all the capacity will be live in the coming financial year, that is 2026-27.
You mentioned by end of next financial year, right?
End of this March 26.
Sir, by March 26. And yes. How much capex are we incurring for that, and what kind of asset turn are we expecting?
See, these all capex are on the side of seamless, it is on the side of fittings, on the side of condenser. So, absolutely, those it should be at least more than 3 years, three time asset turn should be there.
Three times,
yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that our current order book size is around 470 crores, and incrementally we expect orders from the power sector and export demand. So I just wanted to ask, what is the execution timeline for this current order book size, and what is the application of our products in the power sector?
See, the order size should be typically be between, you can say, less than 6-7 months, the execution time for this order book. And see, the application in power is varied. These are used for boiler also. These are also used for condenser or power plant. So it's a mixed bag of use in power industry.
Okay. And any broad comments on demand situation? I want to get a general sense on what kind of issues we faced in the last 9 months or the past quarter that we are expecting to a bit relieved upon while going forward.
You see, few of the geopolitical issues have been there, but with the recent ease of tariff on India by US, I think it's a good sign. Again, India EU deal was not directly impacting us, but again, it's a sentimental improvement is also there. So we believe, and also with the demand from power and other sectors in the Indian market also. So keeping all this perspective going forward, it seems to be quite positive from here, from now onward.
Got it. This final question, I just wanted to, I missed your comments on the country-wide geography mix that you mentioned in the exports. Could you please repeat that?
We said, see, it was around 60-65% on Europe and 20-25% on the side of US, and balance to other countries, including Saudi and UAE.
How much in Europe?
60-65%.
60-65%. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my
side. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, actually my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us today. I hope we have addressed all your questions. We remain committed to keeping the investment community informed with regular updates on any development in the company. For any further information or queries, please feel free to reach out to us or our investor relations advisor. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.